Hi, folks. This is Danny Shy. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 Hood River on 91.9 FM. For the next hour, it's going to be me and a bunch of comedians talking about news and other nonsense. It's going to get weird, folks, but in like a good, fun way. We're very excited for having you joining us. I'm here, like I said, I'm Danny Shy with comics. The comic next to me, most likely to do a monkey crawl on stage, for sure, Lydia Manning.
Hey, what's up? I'm actually doing a monkey crawl right now for those listeners.
Is at home. You just visualize it. Look me up. My name is Lydia Manning, not the one with a PhD, and the second one down on the Google search, so...
Okay, are you related to the PhD one?
No. She has a PhD in like gerontology, and she lives in Chicago, so I can never move there because it's only important to me that I'm like the most famous Lydia Manning in the city I currently live in.
Well done. That's Lydia Manning, folks. Super excited. And next to her, the comic who can be both cartoonish and raise vegetables, serious vegetables, Juliet Manning. Or Juliet. This is going great, guys. Juliet,
we're
Milan.
Related now. I can't do anything about it.
Did you just adopt me?
I think we got married.
This has already been quite a year. Holy shit. Shame on me.
Did you get that? Kimberly, just before we go too far, Kimberly Nichols, sound engineering, making sure we're not swearing on the radio. It's going to be great. Not a shame at all. We're not ashamed at all.
We have no shame.
We're very happy to have Juliet Milan with us.
I want everyone to know that I am the first result of my name on Google searches because... my last name is made up, and the only thing I share it with is a pharmaceutical corporation. Also, no relation.
Then, if we did get married, I would take your last name.
That would be the better way to go, because then you'd reach the top of the search results just like that, pretty easily.
Yeah. All right, I do.
Surviving life. And then, next, rounding out the panel, he's a guy. I got it straight from his Instagram feed, Brendan Creasy.
I'm a guy. Hello.
And hello, Brendan.
How are you?
Welcome. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Do you have any marriage plans?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay. Any tips on how to get to the top of the Google results?
Be the only Brendan Creasy in the world.
In the world.
I don't know about the world, but I'm pretty sure I'm the only one because when I Google myself, I'm the only thing that comes up.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all pretty, so special.
It's pretty cool.
I thought we couldn't talk about Googling ourselves.
Only in the corporate way. You can talk about it in the corporate way.
Oh, okay.
Just... not in a...
That sounds so much worse. When I'm Googling myself in a corporate way.
It doesn't sound great. It doesn't... I don't know. I don't know the rules. You could call up the FCC and ask them. If Googling... I don't... Anyway. Who's Googling themselves in a sexy way? That's not a... It's just, you can say that, I think.
Oh, you can? Okay.
I don't know. Kimberly, how are we doing?
Thanks,
yes, thank you, Kimberly. All right, folks, like I said, comics take on the news. We're going to be silly. This is satire news. We don't know what's going on, but it's a new year, so you don't have to. Nothing started yet, I don't think. It's been 1 week.
It's been.
It's been how long?
1 week.
Since what?
You looked at me.
Before we get too far, before we get any farther in the song or the news, we want to give a thank you. We've referenced her multiple times because she's just that important to the show. Kimberly Nichols hanging out in the sound room and making sure we sound good and keeping us honest. So big thanks to her. Thank you all the listeners. We're happy to have you. And we are going to jump into the news, if you guys are all right with that.
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. I'm not prepared for this.
There is something happening in the world, just so you know. New Year started with 19 arrests of street racing.
Mm-hmm.
19. I didn't know it was a thing. So here's my question, folks. Why am I just learning about street racing going on in Portland?
It's apparently I have no idea, because I've known about this. I saw it happen.
Am I not cool?
Yeah, it's been a thing for a while, and it like really took off during the pandemic, because the streets were basically, you know, not being used for a little while. And so then it's been going on for the last couple of years.
So why am I not invited? That's my question.
I think you have to be cool, and you have to have a cool car. And
yeah, what do you drive?
This is like a Fast and Furious thing.
That's why you're not being invited.
Nobody wants your pink slip, and I meant that literally.
You got to make your own street race where it's just, you know, practical cars only.
My friends and I used to race our Honda Accords. On like this abandoned freeway.
Is that better or worse than a Hyundai Santa Fe?
I don't know. I've never even heard of a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Okay. It's a vehicle.
Is it like a sedan?
It's a sport utility.
Okay. So like
I'm sporty. So like that Spice Girl.
It's top heavy. It'll roll. It's really
it might roll easy. I've heard that they do kind of roll.
Yeah. That's why you're not.
I don't know about the donut situation.
Yeah,
I saw cars doing donuts outside Slickies, and they left a bunch of rubber on the road.
Were they cool people? Would I fit in with the people? If I had a better car. How do you fit in with
street racing
people?
These were definitely like the kind of people like you watch like a Fast Furious movie. They're like those kind of people.
I think it's really interesting that you're automatically assuming that street racers are cool.
I was on the same page as Juliet here. Because when I've seen these guys, I'm always like, wow, what a bunch of losers. There was another word I was going to call them, but I was like, I don't know if I can say it.
Turds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What a bunch of turds.
Swashbucklers?
They're just...
No, see, swashbucklers sounds cool again. We've gone all the way back around.
Does it?
Swashbucklers?
Yeah.
Swashbucklers are cool.
Swashbucklers, okay, like pirate ship racing, cool.
Okay.
I just don't think cars are very cool. I really don't think cars are like the least cool vehicle.
Okay. Brendan, your take on this? What is the coolest vehicle?
I knew a street racer, and he was a big giant nerd. So
okay, so
he worked in IT. I mean, because they gotta have a ton of money. So either have to be a criminal or a genius level. Because those cars are expensive.
Yeah.
They spend a lot of money on all kinds of stuff. The whole culture. So, like, I don't know where they're getting all this money.
Because when I think genius, I think illegal street racing in Portland.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so what I'm learning is...
I don't think cars are cool.
I might be... too cool for street racing.
Maybe.
That is absolutely not what I was saying, Danny. But because I don't. You still drive a car.
We do.
Why aren't we doing comedy shows at these street races?
Because they're too loud. You wouldn't be able to hear us.
Like on the where's the stage?
Some pre-show entertainment. Oh, okay. Like, you know, like before, where they're getting the cars ready and stuff, like, you know, just get on stage or make
Wait, who's booking this? Why haven't I been, why hasn't anybody reached out to me for this? I'll do stage time. I'm not above stage time on a street in front of a bunch of people I hate. I do that all the time.
My question, Juliet,
is...
Where is the stage at the street racing thing?
It's like a flatbed truck situation. That's illegal street comedy.
I like it. Can we put it on stilts? Can we do it like above the...
Well, that way you've got a little bit of a buffer if one of the...
Sorry, keep going.
That way you've got a little bit of a buffer if one of the cars runs into you, right? They'll knock the stilts off, and you'll go flying, but...
Yeah, but you, who doesn't want to fly?
Well, it's the landing I'm more worried about.
I just don't understand what's entertaining about watching cars go in circles.
It's... Okay, I've watched a couple of the Fast and the Furious movies, and the parts where they drive, they're the most boring parts of the movie.
Okay.
I'm like, ooh, I can't wait until they get out of these cars and talk to each other.
You're there for the drama.
Yeah. So I think the street racing is probably fun if you get really, like, into these people as characters. You, like, follow the scene drama.
Okay.
And then you're like...
I wonder what their Facebook groups are like.
I am fascinated. You mentioned scene drama, and now I just
they probably have like
know.
Discords and stuff. They're probably on the cutting edge.
Do they? Do you think that they have big debates on who gets to race based on seniority or like?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know,
well,
they're not letting
drivers are the... coming in and stealing all my.
There's race. Probably.
You got to pay your dues.
I mean, there's probably a lot of people who, you know, can afford these cars and all the upgrades without being criminals or nerds just because generational wealth. And they probably get hated on a lot by the nerds who have to buy their own stuff.
They didn't even have to steal their car or anything.
Their parents bought their car.
I will say... In one of these stories, it said that the 7-Eleven is getting robbed.
Oh, yeah, I watched video of these people just overrunning a 7-Eleven.
I don't know. How much do you got to steal from a 7-Eleven in order to afford a Camaro?
I mean, you got to steal everything.
Well, and the other thing you got to think about is that they're driving cars that are cheap and that they are pretty much demolishing.
The Camaros?
Yeah, I mean, among other things. Like,
I don't know. Okay. Okay, so just before we get too far off, I mean, you said cheap cars, and Lydia's take is cars are the worst, most boring vehicle.
They're just not cool.
They're not cool.
They're
the least cool vehicle.
I don't
vehicle.
Drive. I hate cars.
Okay, what is of ranking? So pirate ship, high on the list of cool vehicles.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's high.
Where? What else is in the middle? Like, where does the TriMet bus fall, Brendan, without a car?
I mean, as far as, like, drug content on a vehicle, it's very high, but I don't know if it's, like, the riding and style. I prefer a C-Tran bus.
Okay.
That's the Vancouver bus. Uh-huh. It's a lot fancier.
What's the C-Tran got over seats. TriMet?
They have nicer seats. It smells better in there. I don't know everything. It's just a much nicer bus.
It's been a while since I've been on a bus. Oh, Juliet, do you have a different take?
No, I was just... It smells nicer than a TriMet bus. And Juliet, like, that bar is low.
You know.
If y'all could have seen her facial expression.
it was very judgmental.
I think, motorcycles are very cool.
Okay. So motorcycles
are much cooler. Yeah, motorcycles are much cooler than cars. I think unicycles are cooler than cars.
What about tall bikes?
Like the one big giant wheel ones?
Yeah. Oh, the like
I miss tall bikes.
Penny farthing.
When I first like and I that's what I was expecting when I got to Portland and my brother's like, "Nah, they're gone."
They used to be everywhere.
They used to be everywhere.
I miss them.
I saw one. There's a clown duo that rides around on tall bikes.
They're so impractical.
They were driving them through Tecos.
You say impractical, but yeah. I feel the last time I saw a penny farthing, I was like, I mean, nobody can talk to them.
No.
They're so high. That's so nice.
We're not talking about penny farthings. We're talking about tall bikes.
Oh, those aren't the tall ones?
That's like a type of tall bike, but they're like, there are like...
I was after the penny farthing Portland phase.
Yeah, so they make these like weird kitted out, like gigantic bicycles. Like they can be like mountain bikes or like street bikes. They're just super, super long, super huge.
Yeah.
And they're ridiculous. You have to have like two or three people to help you get up onto them, and then like you have to keep going. You can't stop.
Okay, you got a crew.
The two or three people, and I was like, out. Oh, I'm not interested. That's what I'm saying. Too many people.
That's why I'm saying it's impractical.
The other day, I was outside of Helium, and I saw a bar bike, like the bar, and six people biking, like push. That seemed kind of cool, but that's also not very practical.
Oh, I took one of those once. I think that local. Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. Can I tell you my favorite thing that I found while researching the story?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a line. It said, a rideshare driver with a passenger in the car was caught in the streetcar race. Somebody was like, I can't afford, I'm not a criminal or I'm not rich, so I can't afford a street race, so I'll just pay some rideshare. Yeah, I'll pay an Uber driver.
Do some donuts.
Uber has those programs where, like, they basically lease you a car as part of your, contract with.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. That's why there are so many Ubers that are, like, these, like, relatively new cars, because they're basically leasing the cars to the drivers.
Yeah, it's, like, total indentured servitude.
Right. It is a capitalistic hellscape from which we will never escape in the gig economy. But
you get a nice new cool Prius. Car for street racing.
Right. This is my thing. This is the long con, where you get to, you know, take that lease and go do just a bunch of illegal activity out on the streets of Portland. And then it's not even your car. What are you worried about? It belongs to Uber.
So technically, Uber is responsible. Uber's the one committing all the crimes.
Uber's the real criminal in this story.
Okay. I like this take.
Okay. They only got 19 people out of hundreds of people.
Yeah.
There's so many.
This is also, it took them two nights. It was a two-night situation.
Well, I feel like this has been a long time coming because this has been going on for a while, and they haven't done anything.
They've been shutting down streets.
I tell you that they named the task force Street Takeover Mission. That was
that does sound pretty cool.
STM.
All right. Okay, it's fine. Thank you all. I feel less insecure about not being invited to these streetcar racing situations.
Just insecure for other reasons.
For a lot of other reasons. Okay.
Name five. I'm just kidding.
That's one of them. all right, but this is the Uber situation was, we're moving on to villains. Oh, so the Mercury did a whole article on the biggest villains of 2023. Retail box stores, or Oregonians editorial, other people. There were a bunch. There's some honorable mention. But the question is, like, who do you think the villains of 2023 were?
Wait, I have a question about this, because I obviously didn't read the article.
Yeah, don't do that. But that's a waste of time.
So the box stores, is that because they were lying about all the shoplifting stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the jerks. Targets that left. Because they said, and then like the Mercury is like, we actually, because you can look up the crime statistics, like they were no different. Some of them were less crime than the other targets.
Right.
Like it didn't make any sense.
Also, did you go into that Target? They made it worse.
I hate those Targets because they took a bowling alley and made it into like a crappy Target. And they took like one of our best bowling alleys in town.
They remodeled like three separate bowling alleys and turn them into Targets, which is just weird. Like beyond like,
and they're not good Targets. Like they're half a Target.
Yeah. I didn't realize that they were like so targeting of bowling alleys.
I know. It's an odd choice.
Multiple bowling alleys in town got turned into.
But also, down with Target, because they lied about their shoplifting numbers by like an order of magnitude. As it turns out, it was like less than 10% of what they had initially claimed. It was wild.
I want to be supportive of this conversation, Julia, but you did say, I'm pretty sure, that you know nothing. And what? That was very specific.
Oh, I'm also a liar.
Okay.
Like, professionally.
Like
that's what comedians
Target
are.
Like a big box store situation.
I hate Target. I'm not allowed to work at Target. Okay.
I'm proud of you for that.
Not,
okay,
you're not allowed.
Why
I'm
not
on
allowed?
Their list of people they can't hire because I quit without notice when I was 19.
I'm so proud of you.
You're still on a list?
Yeah, I tried to. Years later, I was like in a bad spot, and I'm like, I guess I'll get a job at Target. I know how to do it. And they were like, no.
Target's a villain from a long time.
Or Marshall's. I can't work at a Marshall's either.
Dear every Target employee, quit without notice.
Lydia.
Oh, okay.
Villains?
Yes. Okay.
Targets?
My villain is, I was at Disney World for a bachelor party this year. No, last year, 2023. Oh my God. It's so weird that it's 2024 now. And there was this couple, and they asked me and my friend to take a photo of them. And then my friend, when she started taking a photo of them, they kissed. And we're like, that's not what we signed up to do. It's not, we didn't sign up to watch you kiss. So they're the biggest villains that I can think of currently. Disgusting. I think everyone else's PDA is vile. I'm sorry I brought it up on air. I'm so sorry that I did that. I know we were supposed to keep it clean.
But thanks. We don't like to talk about kissing. It's not an FCC rule. It's I don't like intimacy.
I don't even like hearing about it. I love it when when I'm involved directly, but I don't like to see it when it's other people. And I'm like,
it's unsolicited.
Either kiss me or don't kiss anybody.
So here's the thing about public kissing, like making out in public specifically. Everyone, no matter who you are, everyone else thinks you're disgusting.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nobody who's doing that where we're like, you know what? Good for you. It's always like, get a hold of yourselves, you monsters. What you're doing is bringing shame to all of society.
Okay. So, are you going to pile on to the...
I have a new villain.
Okay. Brendan's going to have a new villain. Okay. Tell me your villain.
Because, the other day I was at a mic and this bar, they only let me have one refill on soda. I'm like, how cheap do you have to be to, restrict soda refills? And this is becoming a trend because it's happened in multiple places now. And it's really upsetting to me.
I am with you on this. Specifically because I go to places. Yours is different.
I'm a non-drinker.
Yeah.
And I drink Diet Coke. I'm not going to apologize for it. I don't know. It's Diet RC most places here in Portland. Whatever they got, I'll drink it. And, soda costs nothing. I worked at Burger King. It doesn't cost anything. It's, 2 cents.
I would like to put the OLC on, Oregon Liquor Licensing.
OLCC.
OLCC. Thanks. I knew that I was wrong. On the list. Because some of the bars I go to, and I'm like, I want tea. This happened one time, and I'm still bitter about it. And I was like, I want tea. And they're like, oh, because of liquor license rules, we can't have hot drinks. You have to drink only alcohol. There's no tea or coffee
options.
That sounds right. That sounds made up.
Yeah. That sounds made up.
How do you not have coffee
and tea at the bar I work at?
Are you insinuating that they don't want me?
They didn't want to be served.
They lied to you.
They didn't want to heat up water is what they didn't want to do.
That's 100% what that was.
They were just being lazy.
We have no hot water here.
The bartender was just like, oh, yeah, that damn OLCC. They won't let us boil water in a restaurant.
They're really cracking down on that hot water.
I just got so mad.
There's no way
at this
that's
lady.
True.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
Because there's a place that has a one refill rule. But when I'm there for comedy, the waitress knows I'm there and I'm going to spend some money. I tip well.
Yeah.
So give me those refills.
Who's it hurting? I mean, even her, she got to, okay. Okay, so maybe bars. Also, I'm adding you all to judging my gullibility for that. I think it seemed like a real thing, what he said to me when he wouldn't serve me.
That is just not true.
That's wild.
I am so sorry to tell you this, but there is just no universe where that is true.
Oh, my goodness. This is hurtful. Juliet, do you want to put somebody on the villains list?
Oh, okay. I know this isn't funny.
Okay.
But PGE for that rate hike.
Oh yeah. Ugh.
Number one villain. I don't know. I don't know how you can have anybody else.
Okay.
They're just like charging, they didn't even like, make 20% more on everybody's bill just because they can.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm on a fixed utilities with my with our lease.
The benefits of that living I don't with your pay. Mom, huh?
Yeah.
But my mom is on the heroes list.
My mom, she has a lease where like she has a set utilities, so it's like they can charge, they can say it's, but so she doesn't have to pay it. It's great.
Okay.
Because I don't understand the whole. Well, I mean, it's capitalism at its finest.
I'd say it's almost as bad as limiting you to one refill. Almost. Okay. Almost
as bad. Yeah.
Oh, and McDonald's is getting rid of their beverage bars in 2024.
What?
Yeah, they're going backwards.
Yeah, okay.
Is a beverage bar just like the self-serve thingy where you... Yeah. And you, okay, and then you get to mix all the sodas.
What did you call that? As a kid.
I don't know if we can say it on the radio.
I don't know.
The
soda fountain.
No, no. When you mixed all of the flavors.
Oh,
we called it a suicide.
Yeah. A suicide or a graveyard.
Graveyard.
Never did that. Oh, man. Yeah. You guys were...
We were partying.
Without me.
We were drinking all the sodas mixed together.
So many cool things.
And we were
me.
Street racing.
Yeah. Penny farthings.
Street racing, drinking our suicides.
Street racing on our tall bikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
getting extra refills.
You guys, of all of the kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and paying little for you utilities, apparently.
What a simpler time.
What a simpler, happier
I'm still
time.
Mad about this bar, this one bar even charged me without telling me for two sodas. Like
that is...
And I was like, I told the guy, I'm like, I'm never coming back here.
No, name names. Let's name and shame.
It was Deeply Rooted Bar.
Was it Sookie's?
No, it was called Deeply Rooted.
Oh, it was called Deeply Rooted. All right.
Okay.
Sookie's sound
bartenders
deeply rude.
Got a job there. And so I'm like, I came to support. This guy charged me for two sodas. And I also bought food.
And you were friends with
him?
So
it's like, no, my friend wasn't working there. So like an idiot, I just stayed. And I was like, well, I'm still here. Because I wanted to watch football.
This is why friends are going on top of the list of the villains. Yeah. I mean, a friend. Yeah. It was a friend that had to hold the camera for Lydia or for those people at.
Right, but my friend wasn't the villain.
No, it wasn't your friend, but it's still your friend. Had your friend not been there.
Well, then they just would have asked me, and I would have been even. I would have simply put their phone down.
Would you have dropped
down.
The camera?
I would have just flipped it, so I'm taking selfies of me looking disgusted.
I did that recently. I was on a hillside taking pictures of my sisters, but the sun was in my eyes, so I couldn't see the screen. So at the end, it was just a lot of pictures of my face and one video.
Wow.
Sounds
maybe
like
multiple videos. It wasn't, they were doing a lot of nonsense and it was just not great.
Sounds like kind of a villain move.
Yeah,
very accidental villain though.
Thank you. I'm living up.
Are there any local politicians on the villain list?
No, but the all of Portland City Council is
good.
And Commissioner Gonzalez is.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, and then a couple others had some honorable mentions.
Definitely. That's like.
No Ted Wheeler this year.
No Ted Wheeler this year.
How is Ted Wheeler not on the list? Ted Wheeler's.
I don't know. We're going to do. Okay, folks.
All right. So long as we made it clear, we hate Ted Wheeler and Renee Gonzalez.
This is Portland. We've put our hate out there for a lot of people. But specifically intimate people and Ted Wheeler. Naturally not the same people. Also McDonald's.
and that one bar.
Any bar that charges for sodas, extra sodas.
I want to open up a bar where we charge for soda and the bartenders are always making out with each other.
Well,
like,
and it's illegal for them to make tea.
Right. No.
If you okay.
Well, we do serve tea, but just like to certain people, this is we'll becoming, be like, no.
I need new people in my life. Folks, thanks for listening. This is KBOO. I saw Kimberly jump. I think I might have just accidentally yelled into the mic. You're listening to KBOO Radio, comics take on the news. We're a bunch of comics. We're sort of talking around the news. I don't know. It's going great. We're so glad to have you in here. I am Danny Shy. We're here with Lydia Manning, Juliette Milan. Oh, I got it right. And Brendan Creasley. Creasy. Oh.
It's okay.
Man, I got so excited about Juliette's name.
You meant Brendan Manning, right?
You're cheating on me? We just got married.
Nobody's monogamous in Portland. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
What kind of world? Brendan, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Okay. Good. I don't have you here to talk. I was going to tell our listeners that they can call in. We're looking for villains of 2024. Who do we want to out for 2024 villains? Who do we think's on the list? PGE, I think, should stay on there because rate hype sure. exists.
Ted Wheeler, for sure.
Yeah, I saw a thing. DeJoy is still running the post office, so hopefully he's
How
climbing
that. How is that guy
list.
Not fired?
So many questions. I don't know. How does evil
not kill
people? I
think because nobody else wants...
I don't know. Also,
I don't understand the whole post office thing.
I think literally no one wants that job, and so everyone is just fine to have.
Leave this Trump guy. It's fine. He wants to dismantle the post office from within, and he's kind of succeeding.
Leave this
It's
Trump
great.
So,
that is very sad.
Folks, you can call in at 503-231-8187. We're also on Instagram at Comics Take, but I didn't bring my phone or my computer in here, so I'm not going to get those messages until after the show. But I would love to hear on you. So just Instagram, Comics Take. Leo's laughing at me. Sometimes, you know, the phones are a real villain in my life. I am anti them.
Oh, my phone is definitely a villain. Yeah. It has the worst battery. I got an Obama phone. it's the free phone you get from the government if you're poor.
Yeah.
Do you know if you're on OHP, you can get a free phone?
I did not.
That's a public service announcement.
That's a hero. Yeah, hero. The Obama phone hero.
So I got the phone, and it's exactly what you'd expect from a free government phone. It lasts approximately 2 phone calls before it goes down to 20%. And yeah, it's not good, but it's free, so I have to deal with it. So
all right.
I need to get one of those giant portable things, but that's like having another phone.
Like the old car?
No, like the portable charger.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And then you just need to get a giant antenna, and then you'll finally be caught up to cell phone technology from the 1980s.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, also on the bill. So you guys, listeners, you can call in 503-231-8187. But also, I think it's important to say that... Brendan was going to have a friend call in, and he couldn't show up, and so he should go on a different villains list as well.
Oh, yeah, my brother's on the villains list.
Yeah, as of now.
For not calling in because he wanted to gamble.
Oh, can we just name friends and family and put them on the villains
list? I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why not? It's your list.
I mean, I was thinking about it, but then when you were like, it's of 2023, and I'm like, those grudges go like way further back that I'm still holding on to.
Well, are you looking forward to any in 2024?
Looking forward
to like, oh no, that person's like been like on that, like, oh, they're a decent human, but it's gonna come out. You're like, maybe in 2024 we'll finally put them on that villain list.
See somebody's downfall.
I don't really know how it works. Yeah. You know? Like Cinderella's mom was like good. Everybody was like, well, yeah, she's cool. But then one night Cinderella went to the ball and they were like, oh, stepmom's bad.
Oh, okay. You said Cinderella's mom, and I'm like, then she died.
Yeah, wait. No, I don't think about Cinderella's mom because she was never there. Like, you know,
Cinderella went to the mall?
Ball. With a B.
Yeah.
She also probably went to the mall.
I got confused.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. I am going to put. What comedians do I want to beef with?
Wow.
Yeah.
No, we're getting personal.
I was actually thinking this exact thing.
I don't want to beef
with. Oh, is this like a cat who just beefed? That's a word. That is a word.
There is a lot of beef going on. Like, a
lot of
people
it.
Are going crazy on Facebook. I get stressed out just reading it, so I don't read it anymore.
That's probably wise.
So I just get stressed out. Yeah, Juliette like has to read all the comments.
Oh, Cool.
We have a call.
We have a caller to talk about. We do have another story, but we have a caller that we're going to take to talk about, and let's put them through. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi. We got a villain for you. Actually, there's two villains.
Okay.
There's two villains here.
Oh, hey. I know this person. I do. I can tell.
So one villain I'm thinking of landed at the Portland airport Saturday. I think it was Boeing's airplane that blew out half of the plane.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. That's pretty villainous.
Okay, which one's the villain? The pilot is the villain? The plane's the villain? Like, who
Boeing
are we picking as a
villain?
I think
Boeing
the company that built the thing.
The Alas. Okay, Boeing.
Boeing
okay.
is 100% the villain.
That checks out.
They just found the door. It landed in some teacher's yard.
Did they find a door? Okay, so so the villain one is Boeing.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
a lot of reasons. But the door being the last of, on the list, the most current on the list. And then who's the other villain?
The other villain is COVID, I have to say. Is the resurgence going on right now?
Yeah, yeah. People have it.
Pretty villainous.
It's hitting a lot of folks. It's hitting people. I'm a little concerned because, knock on wood, I've never gotten COVID. I'm free.
Same.
Okay. But, like, people are going down.
I know.
In
okay.
this new wave. But I've gotten super, I'm super vaxxed.
These are good villains.
And also, I don't know if you noticed
this.
All
right, thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Thank
we're
you.
Liking these villains
oh,
a
yeah.
lot. Yeah,
yeah. Those were
COVID.
Hot takes.
Can I also, I just want my COVID villain to, is it never gets the people that you want it to?
No.
You know? That's, I don't know what level of.
Because those are other villains.
My brother literally, we were having a fight. Oh, I was snoring. And he was mad at me because I was snoring on the couch. He had COVID and he spit in my face.
That's wow.
I didn't get it.
This is why, again,
he's
okay.
a villain.
Okay.
This is, I put him on just for not calling tonight, but this is, yeah, real villain.
Can we actually cancel Carson Crashly?
Carson? Can we beef with Carson Crashly?
Is
that a fair?
He's been canceled multiple times
we need
already.
To, yeah, okay. I do think we need to cancel him. I'm gonna do a public call out post on social media. I'm gonna leverage my clout.
Fight. All things are allowed. I don't know.
Your brother, you fight in your family, huh?
Well, I don't know. When we lived cohabitation during COVID led to a lot of stresses.
Okay. That's COVID. See, this brings us back to COVID.
Fault.
It's COVID, folks.
Yeah. Those lockdowns.
Darn you, COVID.
Lockdowns made everything weird. I think, you know, lots of divorces and lots of
multiple friends get divorced.
Yeah, me too.
I got locked down with my roommate. She used to throw truffles, the chocolate ones, at me. It was the best thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
For people who are looking for, I have a thing where I throw Hershey's Kisses at people, because it's kind of like throwing love. You know, they're Hershey's Kisses, but it does hurt.
Yeah.
It sounds domestically violent when I say it out loud now.
Yeah,
it's just
does.
Processing that a little bit.
Are we still naming
We can
Portland?
Name villains. We can switch to another topic.
Well, I was going to...
I'm going to say all the bars that canceled their open mics this year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There were so many, and a lot of them were not cool about it.
It does feel like the bars are maybe anti-comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what it is. We got bummed for karaoke at Sookie's. I don't want to talk badly at Sookie's.
Oh, you know what happened this year? I don't want to talk about it.
So I guess karaoke's a villain.
Karaoke's a villain.
Love karaoke.
But I do
and
love
if
karaoke.
Karaoke's a villain, I will be its henchman.
I like karaoke
Whoa,
at certain places.
Whoa, henchman Lydia Manning.
I'm expendable.
I do have another Portland comedian that I want to put on the villains list.
Okay.
This
has gotten very personal, Kimberly.
I know. And this is going to be a real controversial take, but I have my reasons.
Okay.
Riley McCarthy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What are your reasons?
Well, let's hear the reasons.
Okay, well,
It's on Riley.
Riley is on my my D&D comedy live show.
Okay.
As a player. I'm the DM. And we recently got to a point in the
arc. That's Dungeon Masters for all of you.
Yeah. I I'm one of those old school nerds. I've been doing this all my life. We just got to a point in the story where we're going to be focusing on Riley's character, and so the new central villain is going to be tormenting Riley in front of an audience for fun and games. So I'm making Riley my villain specifically so I can get ahead of it.
Oh, okay. I like it. I think that's...
Good strategy.
Yeah. Bring the dictator down before he becomes a dictator situation.
Yeah.
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 A solid. All right. We're going to move on a little bit.
Okay.
Unless you got callers out there. I don't remember. 503-231-8187. If you're just tuning on, this is Comics Take on the News, where we're just talking about stuff and staying awake for a little while. Task Force. Tina Kotek had a task force here at about fixing Portland. They came out with some recommendations. Taking down plywood was one of them. Brendan, you laugh. Do you think that they can't fix Portland?
I mean, I don't know. I guess you can try. You can.
What do you think? What do you think the problems with Portland are?
I mean, the fact that the bus is tested 100% positive for all the drugs.
I didn't. Was that a report? Was that a news story?
It tested 100% positive for meth and like 97% positive.
Where do they test on the drug?
I don't
buses.
Know where they. How test do they, on
the buses pee into a cup?
I think they take a giant dipstick. And
they you know, they're just swabbing the seats. Those seats have not been cleaned since the 80s.
Okay, yeah, no, I think it's got to be the pee thing. It's, where's the? Yeah, I got so many questions.
So
blood
I
test.
Just,
they could do like a.
I feel like
giant needle into the engine.
Also, like they could actually, like, I don't know. I've been reading a lot about the Measure 110 and how the money isn't going where it's supposed to.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and people aren't getting the treatment they were promised.
Oh, this is the task force does have a solution for that. It's to recriminalize the drugs.
That's a terrible
idea.
Just
the ones in public. Just the ones in public. Okay, guys. Just the sidewalk drugs. Sidewalk drugs illegal.
I mean,
factory
I guess.
In the warehouse drugs. Legal,
yeah, like,
not criminal.
Like
that's
the opiates
and also,
are fine.
Also, more police. Bring back police.
Boo!
Yeah,
all of this because
that's criminalization, what has always helped Portland is yeah. more police.
If you could fix anything, Lydia, about Portland, what would it be?
Well, I wanted more buses, and
okay.
I want them to operate later at night and specifically go to my house.
Okay.
I just want
buses.
Definitely later
house.
Buses for
that's
sure.
Later buses.
That's what
we
the meth is for.
We definitely need later. Like San Francisco, like they have the super late buses and it was awesome. I mm-hmm. missed that. But I mean, I don't want to complain too much about our bus system because it's so much better than a lot of other cities. Coming from LA, like I'm very thankful for this.
You said
bus
100%
system.
Of
LA
the drugs.
Is a
it has
city.
100% of the drugs.
Meth. 100%
meth. 100% of the meth. Is there 100%
of the buses they tested?
Any
tested
drugs you'd
meth.
Like to add to the buses?
We need. Mm. I mean, if they just like, if I could just like, if I could smoke weed on the bus.
I will say,
I would
I did
definitely
read a story. Just we were talking villains, but like heroes are also a thing. And I read a story that they took somebody having a heart attack to the hospital
yeah, in
recently.
The bus.
In the bus.
Like the bus served as the ambulance because there were no ambulances. Because apparently our ambulance system here in Portland is not very good.
So that's good. So buses to Lydia's house.
I don't think that's good.
And,
hang on. Can we just pause for a second? I don't think that's good. I think everything about what you just said is horrifying, and you said it in a way that you're like, hey, here's a heartwarming
people
story.
People are taking the bus to the hospital. It's wonderful.
Because we have no other option. Hooray!
I didn't say the no other option part.
At least
I just
that
said,
has
hey.
To be way cheaper than an ambulance ride.
But that is why they're taking the bus to the hospital, though. Well, we all know that, right?
I took an Uber when I had to go to the hospital for real. I took an Uber because it was because an ambulance was going to be like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And your Uber didn't stop to participate in a street race,
no.
right? They were like,
let me do these donuts real quick. Let me. I did have an Uber driver once just like be like, yo, I'm going to get Jack in the Box and that's what's going to happen right now. And I was like, whatever, dude.
Did you get Jack in the Box?
Get me tacos and we're fine.
Yeah. Did he charge you extra?
No.
Okay. You just did the thing. Okay.
I mean, it was part of the drive, so I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I had to pay.
That's what
I'm
saying.
But he bought me tacos. And it wasn't that far off the path.
Yeah.
It was like on the way to my friend's house and it was so late at night and I guess he was just tired and hungry and I didn't want, I mean, I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
He's like, can we please stop? And yeah. I was like, he's like, I don't
he
like,
didn't even get to participate in the street racing.
No.
So
yeah. That's did a not get to do situation. His donuts.
Do you think a Trimont bus could participate in the street racing?
I think they could jump over the buses.
I just got to say, I went to a bus stock racing situation one time.
Oh.
School bus stock racing. Highly recommended as an event.
They were racing the buses?
It was stock car races, so it was like, you know, they were crashing the buses.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. School buses,
like,
I think.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, I recommend it. It was better than stock car races.
Hmm. Were there children on the buses?
I don't think so. Oh, but back to the streetcar racing. I did today in Texas. I think today, recently, in Texas, somebody was pulled over for street racing. Well, he was just racing some other guy, so it was just two guys, not 100 people. And he was going 100 miles per hour, and the cop pulled him over. And he was, oh my goodness, I need to find this quote. Oh, a straight up villain.
A straight up villain who's also a brother.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is it, oh.
What do you have to say for yourself?
We have so
if
many feelings about you,
villain, person. Why am I here in the rain waiting to pick up my brother?
I mean, Pride has spit COVID in his mouth from what we understand.
Yeah, apparently.
Welcome. But
I
it is what you're
to build up his immune system, which has worked so far.
It has worked. So something, maybe it's his magical spit.
Herd immunity is a myth. Don't buy into the lies, people.
It's Carson's magical spit.
My family's not a herd.
What?
Oh.
It was an inter-family, homemade, couldn't afford the vaccine, I do the best I could to keep my
he was giving me ice. He had COVID, so he was giving me his antibodies.
You're on thin ice, Carson.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna side with whichever one of you could benefit me the most. Like, are either of you currently booking anything, but like not together?
Asking the real questions.
Only together.
And
we might not. I don't know. We don't know what's going on with our show.
Soon might be hosting karaoke at Sookie's.
Yeah.
I did mention I love karaoke.
I feel like y'all are going over to the dark side.
Lydia's switching
Carson
sides.
Started
I can
on the
see
villain.
It.
Lydia's pro karaoke.
Listen, I saw Juliet sing karaoke just this past weekend. So
That is a dirty lie. I would never.
Carson, who would you put on the villains list for 2023?
And why is it me?
The villains list for 2023? Like the past year?
Yeah.
Okay. The year in review?
Yeah,
like
year in review.
Comedians or just in general?
It can be anybody.
But it's funnier if it's comedians.
It can be an inanimate object if you want.
It can be kissing.
Well, I think new comedians are the villains.
To anybody who's listening to this that's not a Portland comedian,
Carson,
that's only funny to us, and I apologize because we can't explain
it. I need to start doing the wrap-up, but Carson, since you're outside, can you give us the weather report out there? How's it looking?
Still raining. Still raining.
How are the roads?
The roads are moist.
Do you win any money?
In a delicious brownie way.
Okay.
Did
All
you
right.
win any money?
I broke even.
Oh.
Okay.
So we can still pay the comics from last month.
Okay, that's good.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your call, Carson.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks
Love
for
you, bro.
First time caller, first time listener.
We'll move you down on the villains list. You're
Love
not
you,
top priority
sorry
anymore.
About all the mean things we said.
Yep. Good luck with karaoke.
No, Carson's good. We like Carson.
Sookies. Folks, this is Comics Take on the News. We're wrapping up. Before we go, it sounds like we got another call, but I want to make sure that you guys know where to catch our comedians, other than just karaoke. Do you guys want to go around, say your name, and kind of where they can see you or how they can find you?
Oh, I'm at Brendoman on Instagram. That's where you find all my stuff. And I'm doing Hear You Loud and Queer. Ooh. Thursday at Schilling Cider.
Ooh,
yay. At, I want to say 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, Schilling Cider.
Brendo, check my Instagram for that.
Brendo O'Creasley.
Yeah, and also be at SF Sketchfest if you're going to be in San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Humble brag.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
That is awesome.
I am Juliet Milan on the social medias. I'm very easy to Google. And I have very easy. And I have 2 monthly shows at Fuse Theater on Hawthorne that you can come check out. Every first Sunday, I have Closet Cases, which is a queer storytelling comedy show, which is very fun. We just had one last night, and it was fun, funny, and heartwarming. And I yelled at a stranger and threatened to beat him up. He wasn't in the room. But I was mad on someone else's behalf. And then I have Magic Tea Party every third Sunday. The next one's coming up on the 21st. And that is our live D&D comedy show. It's like an actual play. But we do like audience participation and theater games. So it's a pretty fun time. And you can find more information on my social pages or at FuseTheaterEnsemble.com.
Okay. And then?
What's up? I'm Lydia Manning. You can follow me on the socials at Lydia Womaning. You can send me a DM on Instagram and I won't see it. Because I don't check Instagram because it's bad for my mental health. I'm going to be on Preach, a cool stand-up show at Pope House next Thursday. But this weekend, you can see me playing Ultimate Frisbee on Santa Monica Beach. I'm going to L.A.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Horrible city, but a wonderful beach.
A lot of people traveling. All right, folks, you've been listening to Comics Take on the News, where we're a bunch of local comics doing stuff around town. You can find us. We're Brendan Creasy. What's your Instagram again?
At Brendoman, and also on X.
Okay.
Whatever.
On X.
I'm still on that thing.
Juliet is at Juliet Milan on all the socials. And Lydia is Lydia Womaning on Instagram. And then some Lydia Manning on other things.
You know what?
But she's not the one with the PhD.
I'm not the one with a PhD.
Yeah. So thanks so much for listening to us. We're going to kind of wrap up talking about how Alex Jones is filing for bankruptcy. He did already, but he's trying to figure out how to get out of it. So he seems to be going down in 2024. Do you guys know who Alex Jones is?
Yes.
Of course. I'm not an idiot.
I lost a friend to Alex Jones.
I had a friend named Alex Jones, I gotta say.
I am.
You're friends with Alex Jones?
Different one. But also, why wouldn't you change your name?
At that point, I feel like... I actually have followed the whole Alex Jones saga pretty closely. This is... Some people... like do celebrity gossip. I follow like the train wreck that is Alex Jones.
I just want to say, like, obviously we all know who Alex Jones is, but just for the listeners,
used to run a conspiracy theory thing. He just made up a bunch of stuff. InfoWars, that's the one.
He still does.
And then he made up a bunch of stuff, but he was also like, hey, Sandy Hook, that was made up. They just paid actors to do that. That's a bad thing. It's definitely a real thing. And then so the families were like, you can't talk about our lost children that way, and so they sued him. So he got sued for $1.5 billion or something ridiculous. And he's like, I'm broke, I don't make any money. And they're like, no, just kidding, we definitely, you have enough money to do this.
He's currently doing this shell game of like moving money around and hiding it, and then hiding it from the bankruptcy court.
My favorite part about this whole thing was that he was, when he was in court,
trying to corporations do all the time,
figure out if he knew that he was lying when he said that about Sandy Hook. His lawyer, quote unquote, accidentally forwarded every text message Alex has ever sent to the prosecution.
Oh yeah.
And his, and then the, then when the defense or the prosecution was like, this doesn't look like something we should have, the lawyer just said, my bad.
There is video of this because the whole thing was televised. You can watch Alex Jones in real time realize that his lawyer screwed him majorly. Also, that those texts and all that information got sent to the Jan 6 committee. So there are like insurrectionists that have been arrested because of Alex Jones's incompetent lawyer, which is pretty delicious.
Pretty great. I love that they're still arresting people for that. Like,
there's
the forensics team that to this. This minute is still finding new people in those video footage. And
in one of those, one of the judges called one of the people a one-man army of hate.
Wow.
I liked it so much. I just think that that's a great way to
How aspirational things. For you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's my goal.
Yeah.
I mean, not a man. I don't want to be a man, but I'd be okay being an army of hate. You know,
a one-person army of hate.
Was shocked how much money Alex Jones actually had.
Do you think that that cleared it up for the people?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for doing that for the listeners.
Yeah. It's for the listeners. Thanks big time for the listeners. This is KBOO Radio. We're community supported and member supported. So if you liked what you're hearing, enjoy and want to keep it going, feel free to send us a donation. Big thanks to everybody who has donated and keeps us on the air. We couldn't do it without you. We're so happy to be a part of Portland and to be hanging out with you this evening. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.